Since Hurricanes Katrina and Rita flooded parts of New Orleans, one big question has been what will happen to the Ninth Ward. That's a low-lying area in the eastern part of the city. Now, one historic part of the Lower Ninth Ward escaped much of the destruction. It's called the Holy Cross neighborhood. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, residents are now worried about that area's future.
As the Mississippi River snakes east past New Orleans' storied French Quarter, it passes other historic neighborhoods, Marinet and Bywater, and then just past the Industrial Canal is Holy Cross. It's a neighborhood named for the Catholic boys' school that's been here for 150 years, and it's an area that's full of indigenous New Orleans architecture, shotgun houses and bungalows painted in bright yellows and blues, many with elaborate gingerbread decoration. Stephanie Bruno loves this neighborhood. She's with the Preservation Resource Center, a group that renovates and sells houses in historic New Orleans neighborhoods. She's checking on some of the houses her group has helped restore.
Should we go up and peek in?
We walk up the front steps of a columned neoclassical revival house. In the garden, roses are blooming, a sign that although the property was flooded, the water receded quickly. Looking inside, Bruno sees little of the mold and mildew that covers the walls in many flooded homes.
The house is in terrific shape. I mean, this is great news. I'm so happy to find some really great news. I expected to see water lines with mold and mildew all the way down, and we're not seeing that, at least in these houses.
It's been 6 weeks now since Hurricane Katrina, but because of city restrictions, most Holy Cross residents have been unable to return and survey the damage to their homes. This small section of about 50 square blocks is part of the Lower Ninth Ward, an area that, because of the extensive devastation, is still off limits to residents. Some, like Linda Santee, have been able to sneak back. Santee's raking up debris and cleaning up her home. It's one of the most well-known houses in Holy Cross and, in fact, in the whole of New Orleans. Santee lives in one of the two Duluth steamboat houses, ornate two-story structures with sloping pagoda-style roofs. At the very top, Santee notes, is a smokestack and a pilot house.
Sort of over-the-top house that had a little bit of Victorian influences with the steamboat Gothic, with the southern, and then these bizarre sort of, you know, Asian kinds of treatment, and it's all in a New Orleans neighborhood.
Santee's house is right on the Mississippi, but improbably it's almost untouched by the storm. There are a mix of homes in Holy Cross. Across the street from Santee's steamboat house are some modest one-story brick Cape Cods and shotgun houses. There's also a mix of people, some newcomers like Santee and African-American families who've been here for generations.
There's a high percentage of home ownership. There's older folk. There's, you know, along with a lot of school kids. So it's a real mixed age-wise neighborhood. The neighborhood association will have folk in their 90s all the way down to folk who are five.
Just across the street from Linda Santee, Hank Sample is entering his double shotgun house for the first time since the storm. There's a strong smell of mildew. The carpeting is still damp. Books and furniture are scattered across the floor.
Oh, my goodness. At least I do see my ordination papers are still on the wall. Oh, thank you, Lord.
This is not only a home, it's also a place of worship, Joy Christian Church. Sample lives on one side and leads services on the other. Like many in the neighborhood, he's been wondering why the city won't let them come back and at least get a look at their homes.
We look at TV. We can't see anything from the helicopters or from the sky. We're looking, hoping to see, well, there's my house. I wonder if anything there is salvageable or if my house is safe. People need to hear something. They need to know something.
City officials say because of the devastation in other parts of the Ninth Ward, they're not sure yet when they'll be able to allow residents to return to Holy Cross. Residents and historic preservationists are also concerned about widely discussed plans to bulldoze most of the Lower Ninth Ward, wondering what that might mean for their homes and for Holy Cross. Greg Allen, NPR News, New Orleans.
And Greg's post-flood photos of two distinct styles of homes in Holy Cross can be found at npr.org.